Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Story of the Third Jewish Temple and the Two Witnesses in Jerusalem. Friends, we are so lucky to live in this day and this time. We may be the generation that will see Jesus coming out of the sky, and everything that we have believed in will be verified. When people see, the Bible says that the sky will open up, Jesus will come out on the horse, and every eye will see him. How can that be? Well, on the TV. Everything that happens now is captured on TV right away. If it's not the news who captures it, some people who see it will make videos of it, I'm pretty sure. Because I remember looking at a sky in Jerusalem opening up and trumpets were sounding, and many people did a video about it in the YouTube. And so I'm sure no one will say they cannot see Jesus coming back, because he will, according to the word of God in chapter 19, in the middle of chapter 19 in Revelation, it says the sky opens up and Jesus will come out. Well, that's good. But in the meantime, we need to be doing something. We cannot do nothing if we know something is going to happen and other people don't know. Do we have a responsibility to share it? I think we do. Well, we're at Revelation chapter. I was given a measuring stick and told to go and measure the temple of God, including the inner court where the altar stands. What altar? There is no altar right now, but there will be in a few years. It's only going to take them probably a year and a half to build that third temple, and including the inner court where the altar stands. There will be an altar there. And to count the number of worshipers, many people going to be there to worship with in this temple. But do not measure the outer court, I was told, for it has been turned over to the nation. Who's the nations? The United Nations. And anybody associated with the United Nations. And maybe Europe will be part of that. And I'm pretty sure Europe will be part of that. They will trample the holy city for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And I will give power to my two witnesses to prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. That's 2.5 years or 3 years. These two prophets are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of all the earth. Anyone trying to harm them will be killed by bursts of fire shooting from their mouths. They have power to shut the sky so that no rain will fall during the 3.5 years that they prophesy, and to turn the rivers and oceans to blood, and to send every kind of plague upon the earth as often as they wish. And when they complete the 3.5 years of their solemn testimony, the tyrant, talking about the Antichrist, who comes out of the bottomless pit, will declare war against them and conquer and kill them, for and for 3.5 days their bodies will be exposed in the streets of Jerusalem, the city fittingly described as Sodom or Egypt, the very place where their Lord was crucified. He's talking about right there where the temple is and the Muslim temple is. No one will be allowed to bury them, and people from many nations will crowd around to gaze at them. And there will be a worldwide holiday. People everywhere will rejoice and give presents to each other and throw parties to celebrate the death of the two prophets who had tormented them so much. But after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God will enter them, and they will stand up, and great fear will fall on everyone. Friend, this is not a fairy tale. This is a true story. This is the future that is coming to pass very rapidly, because the Bible says that their Jewish people will build a Jewish temple, and they have everything ready for it right now. They have it in the museum. They even have the Ark of the Covenant. They now have the sacrifices, the gold, the red cow that they need for one of the sacrifices. And so we're getting closer and closer to the time that Jesus is returning. And right now, we need to, if we know the Lord Jesus, if you know the Lord Jesus, you have a responsibility to tell other people that Jesus is coming soon. You know, I came from Hawaii, and when I was a little girl, we used to pass the freeway, and right off of the freeway in the town of in Honolulu, they had a church there, and it had a big sign, so big that when you passed on the freeway, you would see it. And you know what it said? Jesus is coming soon. And every generation, the preachers have been saying that Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Are you ready? Until today, that church is still there, and it still has that sign, and they're still saying, Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? But you know what? It wasn't the time in the past, but it is the time now. Why? Because all of the prophecies in the Bible are being fulfilled every single day. And friends, in the book of Revelation, they said there's only 7 trumpets. And 5 of those trumpets have already is in the past, and only 2, the 6th and the 7th trumpet, is the only 2 trumpets left to be completed. And the number 6th trumpet is a war that's going to start in the Euphrates River. And then the 7th trumpet is the day that Jesus is coming back. And the trumpet will sound, the 7th trumpet will sound, and the sky will open up. And then Jesus will come out of the sky, and then we will meet him in the air. That's what the word of God says. Look it up yourself. You can text me. I will give you the scriptures. And I am posting things that I've learned from. This is not something I'm making up. All of the Christian people who are looking for God, God is revealing the truth about the book of Revelation. And only this generation can understand that book, because we're living in the time that the Lord is coming back. Now, my question to you is, are you ready? Friends, the temple will be built, be rebuilt in Jerusalem. They'll call it the 3rd temple. It's going to be beautiful. They already have a plan to have like a train taking people to the mountain, and so people can worship and participate. And they're going to include everybody. Any person who wants to go there can go there. But that temple is, the temple will be rebuilt in Jerusalem soon, and the two witnesses are alive right now. Do we know who they are? No, we don't. But when the time comes that they will stand up and they will prophesy in those last 2.5 years, there's altogether 7 years. And the day that the Jewish people signed that peace treaty, that's the countdown to the last 7 years before Jesus comes back. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. The other people who are reading the Revelation and understanding it is clear that it's going to be 7 years. And Jesus said it in Matthew 24. Okay. So Mark 13:14 says, but when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the Daniel the prophet standing in the temple mount, let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. There's going to be a day when temple is built and people are going in to worship. The Antichrist is going to end up going into that temple and defiling it by saying there is no God, that he is the God, and everybody should worship him. Do we know who the Antichrist is? Not yet. But we will know when the day comes, when we see that temple built. Then we're going to see who that person is that will walk in that place. In the meantime, what should we do? We should start telling people. Don't be afraid to speak what the Word of God says. Get in and read the book of Revelation and let your mind be open to what God wants you to do and fulfill God's plan in your life. Now, if you don't know Jesus, that's a different story. Now you need to know Jesus. You need to accept him as your Savior, because you cannot go to heaven unless you go through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the only door to the Father. There's no other door. There's no other man. Any human being cannot be a door. Not even the Pope. Why? Because he was born on the earth and he's made of flesh. He's just like me and you. We're sinners. We need salvation. We need God. We cannot be a God because we're not a God. Maybe one day we're going to live eternally. We're going to have a glorified body, but we're still not going to be God. There's only God in heaven and Jesus, his Son, and the two are one. All right? Pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I know, Father God, that I'm a sinner, because we're all sinners. There's no one in the world, not the most perfect person, is still a sinner, because we have the sin nature in us, and our tendency is to do the wrong thing. I ask you to save me, heal me, deliver me, and give me salvation, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.